You know, there are several very significant Christian symbols for Christmas. The Christmas tree, representing always going to be there. The God of love is always going to be here, and Christ has revealed that to us. The creche, of course, the crib set. St. Francis of Assisi wanted people to basically have the gospel out before them so that they could reflect on it. But did you realize that this is a symbol of Christmas? A long-lost tradition that began in Advent many, many years ago was that a piece of paper would then be kept, and if an act of kindness was done, some sacrificial service done, some piece that one of the members of the family did, they would make it into a link in a chain. And they would put that around until the tree would have a real celebration of Christmas. This garland of service, this garland of love, is actually probably more significant and more meaningful than either the tree or the creche in this sense. The word Christmas. If we take the two words that make it up, Christ and Mass, this is what is so significant. Christ is not a person. Christ is a title. And it means one who is anointed to bring God's message to God's people and to unite God's people. And Mass means to go out into the world. So the whole idea of Christmas as a word means one anointed to go out into the world to bring a lot of peace, unity, and justice. Yes, Jesus is our Christ, the one who went out into the world. But you and I were anointed when we were baptized. And for those of you who were confirmed, you too are anointed again to be Christ-like, to go out into the world and do the same thing. It's so simple, because Jesus said, God is an Abba, a loving daddy who wants us all to treat each other like good brothers and sisters would treat each other, with kindness, with sacrifice, with always forgiving and healing and bringing about greater unity. And so, sisters and brothers, since you and I are followers of Jesus, you and I are anointed, we are to be sent into our world right now and bring acts of kindness, greater peace, and most importantly, greater unity among diversity. Can we do it? This, as you know, we recaptured and rediscovered that old tradition, and we asked parishioners if they wouldn't mind during Advent to do the very thing that the old families used to do with their little pieces of paper. And that's why we have this very simple design for Christmas, representing that you and I as a community can encourage one another to be Christ-like, to actually fulfill the word Christmas every day of our lives. Merry Christmas, everybody.